an amazingly successful way to convince people that the material is what's real. Get you to be after a whole lot of stuff for a very small unit, the family, one family, a couple of people, a couple of kids, everybody working for this one small, if it was countries, think how many countries there are in this country. Everybody working for their own system to be as good as it can be. It's just amazing that we would organize ourselves in this separatist fashion. Even the idea of cooperation never comes up. It makes a system where everybody is in competition. Everybody is out for themselves. You have to be, or else you'll get left behind. Or else you won't have the minimum. Life will become very uncomfortable if you're not at a certain level. But this is an amazing phenomenon of keeping people in a small box voluntarily, so that you never are motivated to seriously look at the bigger picture. And the only motivation that happens is for people like the people that are here tonight, is when somebody, as an individual, becomes more spiritually hungry, becomes plugged into the spiritual side of things for whatever reason, because they were born that way, or they came across something, or something of the spiritual dimension came to them, whatever, however it comes about. The only way people get shaken loose in any way from that little box is the way you were, through some kind of spiritual awareness, some kind of spiritual desire, some kind of spiritual recognition, some kind of spiritual need. And then you begin to move in a different direction altogether. And that's why you're here tonight. That's why you're wherever you go to satisfy that spiritual hunger, that spiritual need, that spiritual sense. And what I'm trying to make clear is that it won't work well. You won't get as far as you want. Things won't get as clear as you want them to get for you if the approach that you're using is that the spiritual dimension is just another aspect of life. There's the work part, there's the relational part, there's the family part, there's the inner part, there's the outer part, and there's the spiritual part. I'm saying that doesn't work if what you want is the real spiritual life. The real spiritual life, to actually get to it, necessitates that it takes over. That it isn't the material and the spiritual, or the worldly and the spiritual. You know, 50 pounds here and 50 pounds there. That the spiritual is 100 pounds and the material is 1 gram. That's more the true proportion. And I meant what I said earlier. The spiritual life is the real life. It's just we've all been told completely different. And now the way societies are organized and the common ideas that are unconsciously accepted, unconsciously preconditioned, make it very difficult to see things otherwise. The deck really is stacked against you. And the upshot of all that, my intention in saying all that, is simply to make you aware of it, simply to not have you think any more than you already might,